Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody say, oh, 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 oh. Everybody say, oh, 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 oh,
oh.
Everybody say, oh, 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 oh,
oh, oh.
Everybody say, oh, 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 oh,
oh. Under my feet,
all of your It's under my feet.
It's under my feet.
It's under my feet.
It's under my feet.
Oh yes, it is.
It's under my feet.
It's under my feet.
It's under my feet.
To the top, say, oh 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 oh.
Why is false teaching so dangerous? And we give God the praise today, and we give him the glory for who he is and what he's doing. And I'm just going to, everything will be coming from scripture. So if you have your paper and pencil, you can always write down the scriptures and go back for the reference. So I'm going to give a little bit of saying. It happens formally in schools and classrooms. It happens informally in playgrounds and backyards. It happens intentionally when students enroll in courses of study. It happens unintentionally when children watch TV. Whether or not we are careful about who we learn from, teachers play a critical role in all our lives. In the Bible, God revealed himself as a teaching God. From the writing of the Old Testament to the teaching ministry of Jesus and the apostles, God encouraged the intentional and accurate teaching of truth. He warns us to beware of those false teachings that can destroy our thinking and value, and lead our soul to destruction. So I know you're saying, well, why you came up with why is false teaching so dangerous? Because a lot of our people are listening to false teaching. And you're saying, well, how can I recognize it? Well, I'm glad you asked. You know, I went to Michael 2:11. And you can write these scriptures down if you would like. Here I suppose a prophet full of lies, what to say to you. I will preach to you the joy of wine and drink. That's just the kind of prophet you would like, wouldn't it? But that ain't what the Lord said. That ain't what God wants you to do. Why are you going to go to a prophet and he tell you about preaching to you about the joy of wine and drink? Will your soul be saved? What did he say about the Lord? He didn't say nothing about the Lord to you on that phrase. And if you go over to Matthew, so let me turn to Matthew, the 7th chapter and the 14th verse. Let me turn right on over there real quick. And we say, what does say the Lord? The 7th chapter, the 14th verse say, and when he had called all the people unto him, he said unto them, hearken unto me, every one of you, and understanding. Verse 16 say, if any man have ears to hear, let him hear. Verse 17 say, and when he was entered into the house from the people, his disciples asked him concerning the parable. And these is the words he said. He said unto them, are ye so without understanding also? Do you not perceive that whatsoever things from without enter into the man, he cannot defile him? You know, you got to beware of false prophets who come disguised as harmless sheep. You can detect them by the way they act. False teachers can be recognized by their dishonest, immoral, and ungodly character. You have run across that. You may have turned a deaf ear or turned your head, but the word is letting us know when we break it down. False teachers can be recognized by their dishonest motive and ungodly character. My. You know, when I thought about that, sir, how many places I've been and I have run across that. You know, I went over to 1 Timothy. Let me turn over there and read what the Bible says. So you don't think I'm saying something out of context. I'm coming strictly from the Bible on 1 Timothy, the 4th chapter, verses 1 through 13. Let's read what that says. And I may not read all the verses, but you can put them down and read it at your leisure. If you explain this to the others, you may be doing your duties as a worthy servant of Christ Jesus, one who is fed by the message of faith and the true teaching you have followed. The only way for believers to stand their ground is to be spiritually fit. Are you consistently exposing yourself to soul or solid teaching, or are you leaving your spiritual format to chance? And you know, as you read over in 1 Corinthians verses, chapter 4, verses 1 through 13, I'll read a few of those verses. And the word of God says, now the Spirit speaks expressly that in the latter times some should depart from the faith. How many of you know have departed from the church, from the faith? Some departed from the faith, giving heed to seducive spirits and doctrines of devils, speaking lies and hypocrites, having their conscience seared with a hot iron, forbidden to marry and commandments to abstain from meat which God have created to be received with thanksgiving of them which believe and know the truth. For every creature of God is good, nothing to be refused, if it be received with thanksgiving. For it is sanctified by the word of God and prayer. If thou put the brethren in remembrance of these things, thou shalt be a good minister of Jesus Christ, nourishing up in the word of faith and of God doctrine, whereunto thou hast obtained, but refuse profound and all wise fable, and exercise thyself rather into godliness. For boldly exercising profit little, but godliness is profitable unto all things, having promise of the life that now is and of that which is to come. This is a faithful saying worthy of all acceptance. But therefore we both labor and suffer reproach because we trust in the living God who is the Savior of all men, especially of those that believe. These things command and teach. Let no man despise thy youth, but be thou example of the believers in words, in conversation, in charity, in spirit, in faith, and purity. And verse 13 said, till I come, give attention to reading, to exhortation, to doctrine. That's what the word of God say in King James Version of the Bible. And we're talking today about why is false teaching so dangerous. You know, I have found no formal training so how can I be a teacher? That's what it's saying. A lot of people say, well, you say I'm a teacher, but I have no formal training. Well, over in Deuteronomy, it says, repeat them again and again to your children. Talk about them when you are at home and when you are away on the journey. Teach your children and your family while you're at home. So when you leave home, they know exactly what to do, what to say, what not to say, what not to do, because you have taught them the word of God. You know, over in Psalm 78, 5 and 6, it says, he commanded our ancestors to teach them to their children and to the next generation. Because if you don't teach them into the next generation, they don't know. That's why training begins at home and spread abroad. You know, by that constant example, parents can teach whether trained or not. All our parents didn't come up with a college degree. All our parents never reached college. Some didn't even get to the 12th grade. But God gave them wisdom. They had the Bible. And God would give them instruction from the Bible how to teach our children, how to raise them up, how to let them know how they're supposed to live in the abomination of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. You know, I went back over to 1 Timothy, the 4th chapter and 11th verse. I think I read that one already to you. But it say, be an example to all believers and what you teach. In the way you live, every believer can become a teacher by setting a good example. I'm going to say that again. Be an example to all believers in what you teach, in the way you live. That's the worst thing. People looking at the way you're living. People looking at how you know, they may never open the Bible, but to them, you are a Bible. You're something that they look up to. So you're going to do the things God said do, or you going to do what Bobo Sam Sausage Head down the street doing and ain't doing right. You have to make that choice. If you're going to live for Christ, you're going to die for Christ. You can't do any and everything because Sally Mae, Susie Q, and Billy Ray is doing it. No, you got to follow. You say you holy, live holy. Teach what God give you to teach. Don't do nothing past what he done told you. If you're going to read the scripture, read what that scripture say. If he give you interpretation of that scripture, you say what he done told you to say. Because listen to 10 other people, that might not be what the lesson or the teaching God wants you to convey to wherever he have you at. So we have to read the scripture. Went on to Lord to instruct us on that scripture. What would you have me to say to your people, Lord? Because I don't want to lead nobody down the wrong path. I don't want to lead nobody wrong. And I'm going to stop right here and stick a pin in it. Anyone on the line would like to say anything about false teaching, hit 1 on your keypad, whether it's your cell phone or your house phone. Hit 1, and I'll bring you in for my switchboard over here. Because I would like to hear others tell me about this, on why is false teaching so dangerous. And somebody else may want to say something on this particular topic today. And I'd like to hear from you. Just hit 1 on your keypad, and I'll gladly bring you in. And hoping everything is working okay. My switchboard looks like it's working okay. So if anybody would like to say something, feel free. And I know a lot of people say, how can I recognize it? Or how can we recognize? If you have read your word, if God has spoken to you in it, if you have a connection with God, you take your Bible where you go. A lot of people don't like to take the big Bible. They're using their pad or their cell phone. Either way, oh, I got it. Oh, good, I have a call. Come on. Go right ahead. You are now on the air. 0041, you are on the air. You can go ahead and speak. Come off of mute. You are on the air. Press start. All right, go ahead.
Amen. I'm totally against false teaching because it's like a bad food in your system. It'll rot you out, and you will never get to heaven. We must learn how to live the life that you read about, preach about, and teach about. And that's my comment today about false teaching. It is so dangerous. And God is not pleased at all the false teaching that is going on to this day. Study your word, people of God, and stay with God. Set a standard of holiness. thank you for having me on.
Yes, ma'am. You're so welcome, and thank you for the comment, because that is so true. We have to study. That's why the Bible says, study to show thyself approved. Because if you never read and study and ask the Holy Ghost for instruction, you'll go down with everybody say all around the world. But once you've been taught by God and read the scripture, ask him for understanding and clarity. And he going to know when you're on the right track. I know a lot of places I was going, and I would go in and listen. And he tell me while I'm sitting here, that's not right. That's not right. I don't want you doing this, and I don't want you doing that. And I kept saying, God, well, what you mean with that? And he started breaking it down. What you see going on is not right. What you hear is not my word. I said, okay, God. So I get up and move around. So I know what you say, caller, on that, because listening to false teaching can be, and some people thinking they telling you everything that you need to know and leading you straight to hell from the church. So you better have your Bibles with you. Read along with them when they give a scripture and ask, Lord, while you sitting there, girl, you interpret it. Is this what you saying? This is what the carnal mind saying, or is this what the spiritual mind saying, the voice that I'm hearing? And God going to let you know where you don't be led astray. And some of my tag words I've used throughout the broadcast today is intentional, critical, true, accuracy, and distraught. People can get you so distraught, get you off base. We want to go accurate on what the Bible says. We want to know the truth. We don't want to know a lie. We've been living in lies, so we want to come out to the truth. Some things can be so critical that you leave so wounded. Did you really get the full effect, the full truth of it? So, you know, we have a lot to think about. Why is false teaching so dangerous? Because you can lead somebody straight to hell if you're not telling them the right thing. It may hurt them. It may hurt you for a while if you're saying it, because you don't want to hurt their feelings, but God said, tell the truth and shame the devil. You know, every believer can become a teacher by setting a good example. And that's what God wants us to do. He wants us to set good examples, because we could do nothing without God. We have to keep our focus on the word of God. I know all the time you can't have your Bibles under your arm, but when you do have your Bibles, read it. Action for understanding, because you never know when something may be brought to your attention, something that you need to convey to somebody, and you can say, well, you know what? They asked you. I read that this morning. And God, you bring back to my remembrance what this is meaning, so I don't give the wrong information. Let me tell them what part of the Bible to go to, what chapter, what verse. Give it to me, Lord. I don't have my Bible right now, but maybe they may have something that they can write it down, because you want to teach them and tell them what's right. And as I spoke about the schools earlier, we have to be so careful of what our children are learning in school. All schools is not teaching the same thing. Some things is teaching stuff that should not even be in the school. And when the children come home, they acting out what they said, and you wonder, what's wrong with Mary Lou? What's wrong with Johnny or Billy? And they're thinking, well, the teacher said this, and the teacher said that. Well, where'd that come from? So we have to teach our families and our children at home the word of God. Over in Elsie, it says, the 7th chapter, 6 through 10, and you can read that at your leisure. This was because Elsie had determined to study and obey the law of the Lord and to teach those laws and regulate to the people. Teaching others about God's word come from knowing God's word. Commit yourself to knowing as much of God's word as possible. We never know when we might be called upon at the spur of the moment. Sometimes you might be in church, or you might be getting ready to preach. You done studied all week. I'm giving this an example on a sermon. And when you get up to minister, God changed that sermon. with a blink in an eye. And you standing there, God, what you want me to say? And God will come. It depends on who's in the audience God got a message for. He'll change that message all around. Then you'll turn to that chapter. You may not have no notes now, but you're going to have to go for what God is telling you to say that might reach that person. It may be more than one, and it might be that one person need that word, what God just gave to you. So I understand as I got older to be ready in season and out of season, all amidst the catch the season. Because sometimes we don't know. Things are changed in a split second. And do we know what we're going to do? But if we being taught the right thing, we can tell that person what does say the Lord. We don't have to just give them no anything. So today, the broadcast was on teaching. What is false teaching? And why false teaching is so dangerous? And how you can recognize it? Because if you've been reading your Bible, and you go somewhere and what you hear don't line up with the word of God, that lets you know automatically that's not right. And you don't have to have formal training to be a teacher. God will teach you as you go. You may never have taught Sunday school, but if you're reading that Bible and somebody call upon you to say a few words or give an example of something, you may have a testimony that you went through that you can share with somebody else on somebody sitting there wondering what they're going to do next. But when they heard you speak, heard your testimony and tell them how God brought you out and the scriptures or whatever he gave you, don't you know you're teaching somebody right then? They say, well, now they went through that. And they're telling me what God had them to read. I'm going to do that. I'm going to give you a good example on teaching. It was about 10 years ago, 12 years ago, on a prayer line, a lady was studying for the police department, and she had been reading everything she was supposed to read, and she was getting a little doubtful. She said, but the Spirit told her, on your lunch break, before you take the test, go to your car on your lunch break. I want you to read Psalms 27, top and bottom. Read it the whole time you in your car. And when you come back, you're going to be prepared for that job. She said a lot of people would have thought that was crazy, but she did what the Holy Ghost told her. On her lunch break, she didn't worry about eating. But when she went back to the class after the lunch break, she said she passed that test like a wizard, because she followed the instruction of God. I'm just giving that little tidbit. You don't know what God going to tell you in the midst of something you're going through. He's teaching you. But if you in the word of God and you're doing what the word of God telling you to do, you're going to know what's right and you're going to know what's wrong. So that's our topic for today. Why is false teaching so dangerous? I hope each one of you got something out of the broadcast today. I didn't put it on for a long time, but I hope it helped somebody along the way. And we'd like for you to tune in next week for an exciting topic. Whatever God give me to bring on, that's what I will do. And I thank God for each one of you all that came on today for the broadcast. Because God is good all the time God is good. And when you're somewhere and you hear something and you say it's not bearing right with your spirit and the word of God, that going to let you know that it's not right. God will let you know wherever you are. You don't have to just be in the sanctuary. You can be in a conversation and they're talking about the Lord or the Bible, or they're reaching something out of context. And God will quicken your spirit and let you know that's not right. So until next week, oh, gracious Father, we thank you for this broadcast. We thank you for each and every person that came on and someone that said something, dear Heavenly Father. We ask you to go forth like never before today, dear Heavenly Father. Let us all be taught in the right place. Let us put our listening ears on, dear Heavenly Father, so we may hear what thus said the Lord, which is true, dear Heavenly Father. Don't let us go nowhere that truth is not being preached and taught, dear Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus. God, we give you the praise today, and we give you the glory. And as we go forth this week, dear Heavenly Father, wherever you send us, dear Heavenly Father, even by phone, even if we hear something or see something through the media and we know it's not right, dear Heavenly Father, don't let it get in our spirit and linger there, dear Heavenly Father, because we want to live holy and be holy, dear Heavenly Father. We want to help somebody, every lost soul that's lost to Christ, dear Heavenly Father. We don't want to give them nothing that's not you, from you, dear Heavenly Father. In the name of Jesus, we pray, amen, and thank God. I want you all to have a wonderful and a blessed week ahead. Love you all. Anybody would like to bring a broadcast anytime, all you do is contact me. You have my phone number. Contact me through Join, Please, Blog Talk, and we'll put it on the air, and you can do that program that Wednesday. Or if it's another day you select, I can change this. That's no problem. But I love to hear feedback from the callers on the air. And let me know what God is telling to you from the scripture. So next time, be blessed. You know, I always say, if I had the tentacle of an octopus, I would hug each one of you all and tell you just how much I love you all. Be blessed. Bye-bye.